Oh yeah, you already know what time it is. Your Silver Boys are back. I am your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And welcome back to another episode of the Silver Boys podcast. Kyle?
Talk to me.
Baseball is an amazing sport. So, the Mets, as of Wednesday, the Mets have beaten the Phillies in their five-game series. They beat them 3-1. Now they await the winner of the Game 5, winner-take-all game in the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers, which has been a very heated rivalry. And the Yankees on Thursday officially booted out Kansas City Royals, and now they will await the in a winner-take-all Game 5 against the Guardians and Tigers. So, yeah, both New York teams are looking very good, looking strong. Mets are looking actually stronger than the Yankees are. they score more runs. Congratulations to both teams. Both of them deserve it more. New York, as the Liberty moved on and beat the Aces in the semifinals. The Minnesota Lynx beat the Connecticut Sun in the semifinals. Now they have officially met. The Lynx actually just beat the Liberty in game one in overtime. So a very, very good back and forth game. As you know, Minnesota was down double 18. Digits with they were down 18 with, and you know, coming in like what, three minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Next thing you know, they just went on a crazy run. You know, the game of basketball. The good old saying, everybody knows that the game is about runs, baby.
It's all about runs. Yes, sir.
Whoever
yes, sir.
Can. Sometimes, and you know exactly how it goes. Sometimes whoever just gets that last run, that's the one who's going to come out on top. And that's what happened with the Lynx. So,
yeah. Hopefully the Liberty could get it down pack. I got no doubt or no concern that they'll come back and they'll get it right back in game two, though.
Yeah. No, Stewie has to come to play, though. She hasn't been living up to her potential in the playoffs. That's the biggest thing for her. She has to come play. Everyone knows kind of did their thing. Sabrina shot a little crazy today, but I think she'll be fine. Jonquil Jones was holding it down for them. But both teams are stacked teams. Both teams really know how to go. Courtney Williams had a crazy, crazy game today. Yeah. So a little guard taking over the game, bro. And the Pisha Collier. Another one, forward who's out there. You know, she's a defense player of the year and everything. So she was holding it down on both sides, being a great two-way player that she is. So, if you haven't been watching the WNBA finals, you should probably tune into that for a little bit and see what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, sir.
But, let's get the show on the road. So the big news that came out this past week in football, the Jets fired Robert Saleh. Craziness. So this happened Monday or Tuesday? I want to say it was Tuesday, I think it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Tuesday. So they had just got back from their loss against Minnesota out in London. Wasn't a great one. You know, Rodgers had three interceptions, but he had two touchdowns. The defense holds it down as much as they can. They're still ranked, you know, top three, top five defense, but the owner Woody Johnson just said he was moving on. He just wasn't feeling Robert Saleh. And so I don't think it really solves their problems. They're not, because the problems are mainly on the offense. It's not really on the defense. The defense, like I said, the defense, that's what they have to do. The problem is on the offense. So they did move Nathaniel Hackett down. He won't be play calling no more. They moved somebody else up. So yeah, it's gonna be real interesting to see, especially because they're still fighting for first place in the division on a Monday night football game. So I wonder how they're going to come out and, you know, if they come out with their hair on fire. I think they will, but, you know, that's just one game that we still have a whole season to go.
Yeah, I agree. It honestly took me by surprise to see how Robert Saleh get fired and like the way that he was removed from the facility and whatnot, because, you know, they called security in on him and he was just shocked. Like this was probably out of left field to him. However, like, you know, there was news reported that Woody Johnson said, 2 weeks ago that against the Denver game, that after they lost against the Denver Broncos, that came as a shock to Woody Johnson. And then they essentially told Robert Saleh and took it as like the next game that you play, you're coaching for, you know, your life.
Your job. Yeah,
exactly. And the fact that maybe Aaron Rodgers like went out and he just looked, you know, anemic. He was not like, you know, he just looked sorry regardless of his two touchdowns, three interceptions is still terrible. So, yeah. So maybe they just weren't happy with like the things that were going on like offensively. But also, Robert Saleh was never an offensive-minded coach in the first place either. That's what you brought Nathaniel Hackett in for, is it not? It's what Aaron Rodgers brought that Nathaniel Hackett in for. So I don't know. It kind of like just like rubs me the wrong way a little bit the way that they went about it. I would like to know like a little bit more about like the inside and like what happened like inside on that Tuesday to as to why he got like removed from the facility the way he got removed from the facility. However, Woody Johnson also just said, he said like quote unquote, it's not just the last two games that has precipitated this decision. It's a longer time frame. I've had a couple of years to think about this. So that tells me that you've been thinking about this for the last 2 years, let's just say, because he's only been coaching for 3 years. He's only been coaching the Jets for 3 years. So there was already, he must have already been on the hot seat coming into the season. And then, but they must just not have told him, you know. But if you have a top-notch defense, it's just your offense. I don't really put that on Robert. I'm gonna put that on Nathaniel, and I'm gonna put that on a multiple time MVP award winner in Aaron Rodgers too to play better as well, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you're saying, because what is, we all know Robert Saleh. He was the one who built up that San Francisco defense that went on to the Super Bowl. They ended up losing to Kansas City, but that was a great defense. They still use that defense to this day with the
Exactly.
likes of the cornerstones of Nick Bosa, Fred Warner. Now they have, other guys coming in as well. But that's not his expertise. His expertise is defense side. The offensive side with Nathaniel Hackett doesn't look too good. Aaron Rodgers, like you said, he looks anemic. He's not moving around like he used to. He's not, the ball isn't getting to his playmakers and Garrett Wilson. Barely getting into Mike to Mike Williams. Alan Lazard doesn't look like Alan Lazard. So, like you said, I would like to know what was really on the process of what happened. So from what I know, a report that I heard was that Robert Saleh was already gonna demote Nathaniel Hackett from being an offensive coordinator. 5 minutes later, he gets pulled into
He
the
get the
office.
yeah, he could get the call into the office. Yes. I remember that now. Yes.
That's crazy.
Nathaniel Hackett got that much juice. Yo.
He must not have that much juice because he still got demoted.
He still got demoted.
One way or another, everybody was in agreement that you would still get demoted, but the crazy part is that the head coach got fired.
That he had to go to, like, wow, okay. 5 games into the season, the entire front office change.
5 games into the season. Last year, Aaron Rodgers gets hurt 4 snaps into the season. You didn't even let him at least play it out with Aaron Rodgers.
And the funny thing is that they're second in the AFC East right now.
Exactly.
Had they won last week, would Robert Saleh even be in this position?
No.
No. They and
No.
they would be tied with the Buffalo Bills for first in the division.
But let's put context onto this, right? Minnesota is undefeated. They
Brian
have
Flores had the
they
best defense in the NFL.
exactly. They have arguably the best defense in the NFL. And then the week before you go against Denver, who again also has arguably the best defense in the NFL. Obviously, yes, you would have liked to see them score more than just 9 points, but still, it was an ugly, raining game that they were, that they were just in ugly conditions. Denver didn't play all that well either. So it was just a defensive battle.
Straight defense.
They just didn't, the Jets didn't make enough offensive plays. So that's not on Robert. Once again, going over to London, playing Minnesota. Aaron Rodgers has what, two interceptions in the first quarter?
First quarter.
Last time I checked, Robert Saleh wasn't the one calling the plays.
He not throwing the ball either.
He not throwing the ball either. He not
Yep.
running it. I've seen Dan Orlovsky break down on NFL Live the other day. Everybody had a turn on that offense, messing up plays.
Yes.
O lines were not blocking. Tight ends didn't pass block either or run block. The running backs weren't getting to the creases like they should have been, trying to get into the gaps. Aaron Rodgers was overthrowing everybody, underthrowing everybody, not connecting with his receivers. Receivers aren't getting to the aren't getting, enough space for them to actually create and get on the run. So, that's not Robert's fault. And even a credit to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers did say that he does feel some type of responsibility for getting Robert, Saleh fired, because he didn't, he hasn't been holding up his end of the bargain on playing like a top tier quarterback as he should be. So that's where the frustration is for me, because you're fired. You fired, like, what's my man name? Or Marcus Spears said on ESPN, like you said, you fired the most unimportant person in the franchise. You fired someone that has nothing to do with anything.
Like he, I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't. I really don't. I really don't get it.
It's just,
This was a shock. This was a genuine shock to me.
yes, it's frustrating.
And just because, and it's just like, I don't know. Aaron is just not playing the way that he should be playing, and he's
No, it
Garrett
and
Wilson.
granted, and granted, Aaron is coming off of Achilles injury, you
Exactly.
know,
He's 40 years old.
he's 40 years old. So that's why I'm saying, why don't you just give him this grace period? I don't care if you didn't. If you weren't feeling him from just a couple of years ago after you hired him 1 year before that,
Exactly.
I don't care, because guess what? You went through all these quarterbacks that you just couldn't develop. Okay, that just seems like a Jets thing. Let's just put that where it is. You guys haven't been able to develop quarterbacks for a very long time. Let's
They've
just
had
put that where
quarterback
that
trouble
is.
since the beginning of time.
Exactly. Since Joe Namath at this point, right?
Literally.
So that we can't, you know, I can't really put that on Robert. So somebody else has to take the blame. It can't just be him.
It can't. It can't. I mean, maybe you could put the blame on him for not having the team being not holding the team
Being
as accountable as they should be, or not
prepared.
having them as prepared as they should be. So maybe that's where it's like, are you really leading men? Maybe that was the question, and the answer was no. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So who knows?
I don't know, man. Hopefully we get more news and more, you know, information on that later, because that was just waking up to that was like, what? Why? Like,
As you said, as Marcus, as you and Marcus just said, the most unimportant person in the building,
in the building,
the head
what is
coach.
he? Like, what in
That's crazy.
the world?
That's
It
crazy.
makes no sense. Makes no sense. But we'll just recap what happened in some of the important games from week five. So Houston was able to outlast the Bills after the Bills, for some unknown reason, in a tie game, decided to throw the ball 3 times in a row from literally their own end zone. Oh, yeah, that's the reason why they're basically fighting for their lives in first place again in the division against the Jets. So they have a part in that as well. Ravens outlast the Bengals in the overtime thriller, 41-38. Man, that was awesome. Bengals, bro, they have no defense. All they have
Defense
is
is trash.
they literally just have offense. That reminds me, I gotta ask you something later about the Giants when they come up. Jaguars get their first win against the Falcon against Flacco and the Colts, which was pretty big because I thought they would lose that one. Chiefs stay undefeated going into their bye, beating the Saints 26-13. The Giants get themselves a huge win against Seattle. Going into Seattle and shocking everybody. Yeah, everybody. I even know Giants fans like yourself are shocked. You know, they won 29-20. They won 29-20. Arizona comes back from down 14 to beat the Niners, and Commanders stay hot as they beat up on the horrible, lonely Browns.
The horrible lonely. That's what exactly what they are. Horrible and lonely and just trash. Trash.
Before we get to, because one of my friends actually wanted me to ask you a question.
Word.
Before we get to that, Browns, did they make the worst trade and decision of all time in trading for Deshaun Watson and also signing him to that crazy, what was it, $250 million contract that was all
230,
guaranteed?
230, 230,
230, excuse me,
all
that's all
guaranteed.
guaranteed with his cap. I forgot what his cap is. His cap is like a crazy, crazy number right now. So they.
If you're asking me the question, did they make the worst trade or decision in NFL history? Yes. And no, they made two very bad decisions. And I'm gonna tell you what the second one was. Not getting Joe Flacco back was the second terrible decision. I'm telling you that right now, because the way
Yes.
Joe Flacco was able to come in and off the couch, the man was going to sleep watching his kids on the couch. And he got up off the couch and took him to a first round playoff berth.
Yeah.
Are you joking? Are you now Deshaun and them can't even get a win. They can't buy a win. So yes, I think that it's just Deshaun, he can't throw the ball the same way. His offensive line is not holding up very well at all. I blame the offensive line quite a bit too, but he just, it's all up here. It's all mental for Deshaun right now. I think what's up?
So I just want to tell everybody like what happened with the total trade and everything, right? So the Browns traded away 5 draft picks, 3 first round picks. That was in 2022, 23, and 24. He signs a 5-year, 230 fully guaranteed contract. His cap hit is in 2025 and 2026 is 72.9 million, with a dead cap value in 2025 of 172 million. So you can't just let him go.
You can't.
And then obviously we know more than likely the decision coming from up top, but the owner is like, yeah, we
But
stuck with this. You can't bench him.
next year, the dead cap hit is only $82 million.
That's
Next
still a
year.
lot.
I'm taking it. I'm taking it.
Oh yeah, I
And
know you would
I'm
have to
taking it.
if he's still playing this way, you have no choice but to take it, but that's
I don't
a
care.
lot.
I don't care. I don't care. It's worth $82 million. I'm about to throw him out the window.
At this point, what do you have to lose? Just put in James Winston.
At this point, you got
At
you have to.
least I at least one thing I know with James Winston, he ain't afraid to throw that ball.
Yo, James going
He
throw
gonna sling.
the
He gonna sling. He
ball.
gonna
He is
sling.
going to sling. Yo,
He
yes.
feel me? He gonna sling. So at this point, it's like, why not just going ahead? But I digress. I digress with that one. So we'll see how long that lasts. But the Giants just coming off of a big win. My boy James, shout out to my boy James. He wanted me to ask you, Kyle, another Giants fan, how do you
Okay.
feel about your chances coming up against a Bengals team that defense isn't so good, but the high-powered offense is great?
I'm going to be honest. I can see that game going either way in either direction because if the Bengals are able to score at the efficiency and at the clip that they're able to score at and that they have been scoring at, they'll win the game no problem, I think. I genuinely think that they'll win the game no problem.
Right.
However, if the Giants defense can at least just hold them, and I mean hold them to at least like 20 points like they did to the Seahawks, I genuinely think that they could win the game just because of how awful the Bengals defense looks.
Defenses.
When
Okay.
I say awful, I mean awful. You can't be down, you can't be up on Lamar, 2 scores in the fourth quarter and allow him to come back, tie the game, and then y'all do nothing to stop him and to stop Derrick
Derrick
Henry,
Henry.
to stop Derrick Henry on like the second play and then just allow him to get the field goal. That was
That was
you gave that
inexcusable.
game away and you kill, in my opinion, you killed Joe Burrow's confidence and you killed that offensive conf the offensive's confidence genuinely because they was throwing it. He was finding Ja'Marr Chase. He was finding T. Higgins everywhere down the field and they just couldn't get it done. They just couldn't get it done. And New York rushing, like look at this, like Tyrone Tracy Jr., 18 carries for 129 yards. If they could do that again, Daniel Jones, 23 for 34, 257, like that's really good. That's re
Two
if
TDs, no fumbles, no interceptions. He played almost flaw. He played flawlessly.
Darius Slayton, eight receptions for 122 yards. I think that the Giants offense is finding a groove right now. I think that the defense is playing a lot better as well. I'm gonna take my Giants over the Bengals. To answer the question, I'm gonna take my Giants over the Bengals. I'm gonna take them
Okay,
just because
okay.
I don't like the way the Bengals
The
defense
defense.
at all.
Yes, same for me. I said, they have a high powered offense, but if the Giants can get a couple stops here and there, and like you get a couple stops, maybe force a turnover or two, because sometimes Burrow will try to force that ball to Jamar. And if
He
you're
will.
just, you know what I mean? He'll try to force it to Jamar and to T sometimes. So if they could just find a way, to get a few stops, maybe get a turnover or two, and then get get everything swinging into their favor, but also being able to score at home, something that they haven't been able to do as of late, then I think that they have a great chance.
I do too. I do too. And I think because like they went into Seattle and was able to stun Seattle the way that they did, I like their chances. I do.
Yeah, I like that. It builds their confidence.
I agree. I agree. Yes,
It was
sir.
the confidence. Coming
Shout out
into,
James. Shout out James.
shout out my boy James, bro. Coming into week six, so San Francisco was able to hold off Seattle, winning 36-24 on the Thursday night game. We have another London game where Jacksonville will see Chicago. We have Houston visiting New England. Tampa Bay and New Orleans see each other. Cleveland is going to go see Philly. The game that I think everybody wants to see is Washington versus Baltimore.
That's a clash.
That's a clash right there,
That's a
man.
clash.
That's going to be everything right
I
there.
could see it being another 41-38 kind of game, like with Baltimore again, like you know,
Detroit goes down to Dallas and tries to beat Dallas. I think they haven't beat Dallas since like the early 2000s, if I'm not mistaken.
but
So
Dallas is 0-2 at home.
they are indeed. They are indeed. And but they have been getting a little better, you know, stopping the run and everything. So we'll see how that goes. And then the game that we were just talking about, Cincinnati and New York, and then Buffalo goes in to visit New York on Monday night. Shoot, New York has a big weekend with the Mets. The Mets start Sunday, the Yankees start Monday. You got Sunday night football out in MetLife, then you got Monday night
Night
football out in
football in
MetLife.
MetLife.
New York is up, bro.
New York going
New York is
crazy
up
right
right now.
now. Let's go, boy. Let's go.
New York is feeling themselves. I already know it. It's a big weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's
Oh,
we gotta
man.
get it done. We gotta get it done on all
Yeah.
updates of every game of every sport.
Every,
Let's go. Let's
gotta
go,
get
New
that
York.
sweet. Gotta
Go,
get
New York. Go, New
that.
York. Go.
Oh, man. Basketball's coming back soon. Preseason just started. So that's
Yes,
going to be
sir.
exciting. Bodega Cat is what they're calling him.
Bodega Cat.
Looking good too. He had 25-12 the other night.
Yes, sir. Bodega Cat going around. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh man. Going into college football, we had arguably one of the craziest weekends ever. I've never seen nothing like this in my life. Five of the top 12 teams were upset last weekend.
I've what has that ever happened before? Please let me know because I
Not,
don't think
I tried to look it up. I don't think so.
not
Not
five,
all in the same day.
five.
Not all in the same day. Alabama goes down to Vanderbilt for like the first time in forever. By the way, Nick Saban has never lost to Vanderbilt. Tennessee goes down to Arkansas. Miami comes somehow, some way, comes out of a close one, 39-38 against Cal. Stayed up till like 2 o'clock in the morning watching that game. Missouri gets plummeted by Texas A&M after Texas A&M
Almost.
looked like they Texas A&M looked like they were done for, right? Michigan goes over to Washington and loses in their national championship rematch. USC loses to Minnesota.
The Gophers. The Gophers. You're joking right now, dude. No way.
Yo, it was just pure insanity last week. Alabama dropped from number one to number seven. Tennessee drops from number four to number eight. Missouri dropped from number nine to number 21.
Oh.
Michigan dropped from 10 to 24.
Ooh. Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
USC drops from 11 to unranked.
11 to
Wow.
unranked is this.
Yes, that's nasty.
I don't even know what to say to that, dude. Like, actually.
That is nasty work right there. I'm saying this right now. If Rutgers could somehow some way get on the run, bro, they will be ranked soon, man. I'm
Oh
telling you,
yeah. Oh yeah.
if they were
Oh
able
yeah.
to win that ugly game against Nebraska, because Nebraska didn't even play well either. If they would have won that game against Nebraska, they'd be like ranked 20th, swear
I
to
think
God.
they'd be
I
like I
swear.
think they'd be in top 20 right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Easily. But they still got time. They got Wisconsin coming in this weekend. Then next weekend they got UCLA coming in. And then I think they go to USC. So
Okay.
they got chances to really capitalize and really put their foot on everybody's necks in the Big Ten. So I'm looking forward to that. But this weekend, excuse me, Saturday, we got ourselves a day. Alabama look to avenge their loss as they host South Carolina, right?
There ain't no avenging. There ain't no avenging. There ain't no avenging. Let me just say that
Well,
right now. There ain't no avenging.
you got to
You
do
lost
something.
to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Throw him out the window, Cam. Throw him
Man,
out the window. I'm done.
crashing out just like the kids did on
I'm
the
crashing out, yo.
I understand. I understand. That was a tough one. That was
On,
tough.
Kalen, what are you doing?
Hey, all I know is this reminded me of, I don't know if you watched the TV show Friday Night Lights, but this reminded me of the TV show when the coach lost one game and everyone started coming down his throat and coming down his neck. But when he lost two games, they put it was a slew of for sale signs in his front yard. They were already putting up his house for sale. So all I can tell y'all, if you don't know nothing about the South, let me tell you, football is religion and they do not take losing lightly. You cannot lose, especially out of Alabama or Georgia. You can't lose. It's not okay. It's not possible.
It's not okay. And Kalen DeBoer is fully to blame. Fully. Fully. Move on.
Gotta
Move.
get those boys ready, man, especially after those
Move
big emotional games. But like I said, Alabama plays South Carolina early in the day. Rutgers will take on Wisconsin. The Red River rivalry, Texas versus Oklahoma, number one versus number 18. Penn State, number four, goes over to visit USC. You're gonna have who else am I looking at? Who else are we looking at? BYU will host Arizona. That's gonna be a good one. Florida goes in to see Tennessee. That should be a good one. Ole Miss versus LSU, number nine versus number 13. A dog fight right there. Colorado will host number 18, Kansas State. That's gonna be another good one right there. But the
Yes,
game
sir.
that I think everybody and their mom is gonna be watching, number two, Ohio State versus number three, Oregon.
That's gonna be one of the best games of the season. That's gonna be one of the best games of the season. It's an
That's gonna be.
early game. You know what I mean? This has got playoff implications. They could see each other later on down the line. If they stay where they're all, if they both these teams stay where they're at, it's this game means a lot. Like, this game means a lot.
Yeah, depending on how both of them do, they mess around and see each other a couple times. They can see each other in the Big Ten Conference
Yep.
championship game, then
Yep.
maybe even see themselves in the football playoffs. So we'll see, but this is heating up. This
Yeah.
is heating up.
It's heating up.
This
It's getting to the nitty-gritty now, boy.
mm-hmm.
It's gritty, yes, sir.
We in conference play now, so it ain't no games no more. We
No,
you better
no,
come
no.
with your hard hat.
Come prepared. Come prepared. Every game means something. Come prepared. Let's go.
You
Let's
heard that, Kalen DeBoer? Come prepared.
go. Yo, Nick Saban would have never lost to Vanderbilt. Let me look into Nick
He
Saban
never
would have never he would
he
have
never
never he
did.
never has, and he still, if he was coaching until his deathbed, still would have never lost to Vanderbilt. No, just no. Had the Vanderbilt quarterback just airing the ball out. Are you
You see
kidding me? Where's this Alabama defense?
what happens when you have a head coach that's defensive centric? Shaking my head over here trying to get it all cute with the offense and whatnot. You can't stop the ball, what's the point?
And then you damn near let Georgia come back and beat y'all last week. Come on.
Yeah.
Defense, 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 defense.
Defense not ready for prime time. Offense is though, defense time. Well,
Much.
man, yo, that's the end of this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed just as much as we did. Hope you guys got a good couple of laughs in too, because man, we in the nitty-gritty of things, just like you said, my brother. It's
Well.
hot out there. It's hot out there, even though it's starting to get chilly.
For sure, for sure. It's hot in them streets and them fields and between them white lines.
But you already know what time it is. I'm your host, Ken Silver,
I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
and this is the Silver Voice.
Thank you, thank you.